So let's review. The previous Mishnah concludes, HaMakriv Kotchem Emurim B'chutz Chayev. If a person burned a carbon's meat and Emurim outside the Azara, he's liable. The Gemara asks, Amai V'kechatzitza. Why is he liable for the Emurim? The Basar, which is not eligible for Haktara, is a separation between the Emurim and the Mizbeach, and Mifnim, this Haktara would be possible because the Pasuk states, Ala Itzim Ashar Alo Eish. The Emurim must lie directly on the flames of the Mizbeach. The Gemara offers three answers. Shmuel says the Mishnah is a case of Kishahofchan. He turned over the animal and the Emurim were on the bottom directly on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is Reb Shimon who holds a filahelu ala selachayev. One is liable for Allah b'chutz even if he burned the carbon on a random stone and does not require a Mizbeach. Rav says min b'mina inachaitzitz. Since the Basar and Emurim are both one type, it's not considered a chatzitza. Zakt the Mishnah, Mincha shle nikmetza bekriva b'chutz pater. If one burned a whole mincha outside the azar from which the kremitz had not been separated, he's not liable because a mincha without kemitza is not miskabel b'fnim. However, kamtza v'chazak kamtza l'teicha v'kriva b'chutz chayev. If they first separated the kremitz and then mixed it back into the shirayim and they burned the whole mincha outside the azara, he's liable. Because b'dievid, if one burned such a mincha on the mizbeach, also l'bailim, the owner's obligation was fulfilled, therefore it is miskabel b'fnim. The Gemara asks, v'amai levat li shirayim l'kremitz. Why is he liable? The kremitz should have become nullified in the majority of shirayim and it should be considered like a mincha shalei nikmetza, which is not miskabel b'fnim. The Gemara explains that there is a gzeira shava of the word haktara from kemitza to shirayim. The pasuk of kemitza states v'kamatz v'hikter, and the pasuk of shirayim states leisik tir memena ish l'ashem. Ma haktaras kemitz in kemitz mevat l'chaveroi av haktaras shirayim in shirayim mevat l'kemitz. Just as two kemitzim that were mixed together do not nullify one another and both are kosher, as the Gemara of Pe'alav taught in oil mevat l'zezeh, so too the kemitz was mixed together with the shirayim does not nullify the kemitz and therefore also l'bayal. We continue with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Koymetz v'alavoyna she'ikr b'sachet men b'chutz. A mincha requires the aktara on the mizbeach of both the koymetz of flour and the levoyna, and if one burned only the koymetz or only the levoyna outside the azara, there's a machlaikis. The Tanakhama says chayiv, he's liable because as Rashi explains, haktara havi b'fnim, each one is considered a significant aktara, and therefore it is considered miskabel b'fnim. While Rabbi Eliezer paiter acha yakar v'sasheni, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and holds he's not liable unless he burns both the koymetz and the levoyna, because shneim matir nashireh l'achila. Only both together bring about the heter achil of the shirayim, but each one alone is not a significant haktara, and therefore it is not considered miskabel b'fnim. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer does agree in the case of echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz chayev. If the kemitz was first burned b'fnim, and then the levayna was burned b'chutz, he is liable because shezeh gamar u'boy hakol tali. Since levayna would have completed the heter achil, it is considered miskabel b'fnim. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Shnei bezich levayna sheikar v'sechad men b'chutz. If one burned one of the two bezich levayna from the lechon upon him outside the azar. The Tanna Kama says, Chayiv is liable because haktara havi b'fnim. While Rabbi Eliezer pointer at sheyakar v'sasheni because shnei matir nashireh l'achila. However, Rabbi Eliezer does agree in the case of echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz chayim because shezeh gomar u'boy hakol tali. The Gemara inquires, in the Tanna Kama's opinion of hakemitz v'levayna sheikar v'sechad men b'chutz chayiv, kemitz mal sheyatr connected b'shirayim. Bifnim, when burned inside, on the Mizbeach, does the Kaimitz alone, without the Levayna, bring about a complete Hetra Achila for half the Shirayim that was designated for this Kaimitz, and it may be eaten or not? Perhaps, Mishur Shari, it is Mutab Achila because each Matar caused a Hetra Achila to have the Shirayim completely. Or, perhaps, Miklish Kalish, it is Asab Achila because each Matar affects the whole Shirayim partially, and that the entire Isra Achila becomes weakened, but remains in effect to a degree until the second Matar is burned. Therefore, the Shirayim may not be eaten. And as Rashi explains, even if we are to assume Miklash Kolish in the case of Haktar Befnim, regarding Haktar Bachutz Chayev, because Haktar Havi Befnim, the above question remains unresolved. Zakta Mishnah, Hazarik Mikzis Dam Bachutz Chayev. A person sprinkled even one matan of blood outside the Hazara, all agree that he's liable. As Rashi explains, Vafilim Chatois Apanimis Shekol Matnesei Ma'akves Chayev. This applies even to Chatois Apanimis, in which Befnim, all the matanas are mandatory for Kapar. Nevertheless, Bachutz, even for one matan, is chayev. According to the Chum in the previous Mishnah, because Loi Bayu Kule Matar, each matan has a significance in bringing about the Kapar, and therefore it's considered Miskal Befnim. And the Gemara explains, Meidr B'Liyazah B'dam, even B'Liyazah, who holds regarding Akamis L'Levayna Sheikh V'Sechem and Bachutz Pater, nevertheless, in our Mishnah, he agrees that Azerik Mikzis Dam Bachutz Chayev, even for one matan, is chayev, because B'Liyazah holds elsewhere, Mimokim Shepasak Umaschal. If the dam chatzas apanimi is spilled out after one matana, they must bring another par and do the remaining matanas, but they do not need to redo the first matana. Apparently, because regarding dam, each matana has significance in bringing about kapara, and therefore it's considered miskabel b'fnim. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Elazar says, Afam anasach me'achag b'chag b'chutz chayev. On Sukkos, if one poured the water of Nisach HaMayim outside the Azar, he's liable. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar holds Nisach HaMayim halachal mech mesinai. There's a Torah obligation to do Nisach HaMayim without any shear. Therefore, it's considered miskal b'fnim. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes in the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan. Hamanasach shleishes lugim mayim b'chag b'chutz. On Sukkos, if one poured three lug of water outside the Azar, the Chum hold chayev, he's liable. While Rabbi Eliezer holds imolin l'shem chag chayev, only if the water was filled into a kli shavus for the sake of nisach hamayim, he's liable. And the Gemara offers three explanations of this machlekes. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says b'yesh shir b'mayim kamifugi. All agree that a minimum of three lug is required. However, they disagree whether there is a shir for the maximum amount of water to be used for nisach hamayim. The Chum hold ain shir l'mayim. Even if there was more than three lug in the kli, the water gets kedushas kli shavus. Therefore, he's liable for nisach b'chutz because it is miskabel b'fnim. While Rabbi Eliezer holds, yes, shir l'mayim. Exactly three lug are required, and if there was more than three lug in the kli, the water does not get kedushas kli shavus. Therefore, he's not liable for nisach b'chutz because it is not miskabel b'fnim. Rabbi Papa says all agree that yes, shir l'mayim, and bekarben nisachem b'bama katana pliki. They disagree in whether during the time of Het HaBamos, a yachid, an individual was obligated to bring nischa yayin on the private altar, which has no requirement of kedushas kli shavus. The Chum hold, karben nisachem b'bama katana. And therefore, to be liable for nisachem b'chutz of both yayin and mayim does not require kedushas kli shavus because yayin was eligible to be brought without kiddush on the bama katana. While Rabbi Eliezer holds, like karben nisachem b'bama katana, nisachem were only brought on the base of mikdash, where kedushas kli shavus is required. Therefore, to be liable for nisachem b'chutz of both yayin and mayim does require kedushas kli shavus because it has to be miskabel b'fnim. Ravina says all agree that karben nisachem b'bama katana, and to be liable for nischa yayin b'chutz does not require kedushas kli shavus. And b'lemeid nisach hamayim and nisach hayayin pligi. They disagree in whether we derive nisach hamayim from nisach hayayin, because b'bama katana there was only nisach hayayin, but no nisach hamayim. The Chum hold l'meid nisach hamayim and nisach hayayin, and therefore even mayim b'chutz does not require kedushas kli shavus. While Rabbi Eliezer holds ein l'meid nisach hamayim and nisach hayayin, and therefore mayim b'chutz does require kedushas kli shavus.